Hello everyone, welcome back to Dumb and Dumber. I'm Michael, and I'm dumb.
I'm Emily, and I'm dumber. Are you really eating another one?
Yes, I've had... I can't say...
You're going to literally be so sick tomorrow.
I'm sick every day, babe.
Oh, you ate all the red ones.
What? No, they're right here. Did you want one?
Yeah, but I mean, like, it looks like you put them out for yourself.
No, I just took them out to do the... The little Wolverine claw thing. Anyways. On today's episode, we will be talking about, The Weeknd. Not the artist, just our Weeknd. Oh, but do, as I'm mentioning, The Weeknd did drop a new single. It's really nice. It's good. I'm excited for his album. Mm-hmm. And have you listened to, I don't know how to pronounce the name.
Tame Impala?
Yeah, his new album?
No.
Oh, how come?
No, but Grace, you told me it wasn't that good.
Oh.
Apparently it's like a lot like his old music, not like Currents. Currents is like his really good album, but it's like kind of a different album for him. But like that's what everyone kind of got used to when they became a fan of him, because like, I don't know, people that weren't like a fan of him way back then, that like just became a fan of him recently, don't really like his older music. I like some of it, just really not all of it. But apparently that album is all like his older music, so I haven't listened to it yet personally, but... Maybe.
So, I hope our... I can't say viewers. Oh, I hope our listeners have had a good four-day weekend. It was, of course, never long enough, but it was a nice break. And these four-day weeks are... They're really doing it for me. What did I do? Friday, my parents thought I was at school the entire day. Because they don't really know when my 3 and 4 day weekends are. So I just kind of took advantage of that. But even though I had to wake up at 7 a.m. to go take pictures of a wrestling tournament for yearbook. And then I got there and they were like, yeah, JK. Well, I asked one of them. I asked one of the players. I'm like, yeah, this doesn't start till like 9. I'm like, oh, nice. So I stayed there for 2 hours of my life. And then I took pictures for the next 3 hours. So that was cool. Then I went to run errands for myself. And then I went to my ex's house. And we hung out until I had to go to work. And then I went to another friend's house. And then I went to Target to blow off time until it was, quote unquote, time to come home from school. And then Saturday, I went to downtown Dallas with my best friend. And we just kind of farted around and kind of had a mini photo shoot, even though my camera died halfway through, which was really cool. We had a lot of fun. And then Sunday was a chill day. I watched movies with my parents like 3 nights in a row. Monday was pretty kind of like, not rapid, not eccentric, but like, it was crazy. But I don't want to use that, but it's okay. Words. And I got new glasses, and I got a haircut, and I ate some good food. Cheers.
Cheers. Alright. What did I do this weekend? Friday. Thursday, I spent the night with my friends. Like, we went out and we did stuff, and then we had, like, a sleepover, and then Friday, I worked, and we would have gotten out early, but these customers came in 3 minutes before we closed, and then walked around for 30 minutes and didn't buy anything. So, yeah. And then I got out at, like, 8:30, almost 9 o'clock, and I went home, and blah, blah, blah. Then Saturday, I had to wake up early and go to a meeting at the Art Institute, because that's where I'm going to college. I had to go with my dad, because he didn't go with me originally to my interview. I did that by myself, so, yeah, he had to go and do, like, a thing with me to sign stuff. And so we got that done. That was good to spend time with my dad, because, like, we never spend time just him and I together anymore, and I'm graduating, and he's leaving soon, so, spend time together. Yeah, and then... He got me chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A, which is, like, always a good thing for me, because if you know me, you know I love my chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
That's a mic. And then after that, what did I do? Oh, I helped my grandma do some stuff, and then I went out with my friends on Saturday night, because I didn't have to work until 1, so I hung out with friends, and then Sunday, when I got off, I went out with my friends again, and I spent the night at my friend's house, and then on Monday, I had the day off, and it was so nice, because, like, I usually always work weekends, so when I have days off of work, I still have to go to school, so it's, like, not even really a day off. I still feel like I'm doing something. Whereas Monday, we had no school, so having a day off of work and having no school was really nice, because I got to, like, sleep in really late, and then I got to spend the entire day with my friends. Like, I literally didn't go home until curfew, so I spent, like, the whole entire day with my friends, which was nice.
That is nice.
We went to, Lake Louisville. Which was fun, because it was really nice and warm on Monday. So, yeah. And then it was freezing on Tuesday. So, that's Texas for you.
Yeah. Weather here is immaculate. This week has been okay. Had some major grades due. Some of them have not been turned in on time.
That's but it's school for you.
Works Gucci. You know, I've been having a lot of quote-unquote wins, so I guess I could take the L for today. It's okay. Oh, and then we've now entered the final 100 days of school. We're 99
okay.
days.
Thank God, I'm almost done. Also, if y'all listen to the Dumb and Dumber where I talked about prom and I said I was gonna be like way too prepared. Yeah, it's in a month and I still haven't gotten anything.
I know some girls have already got their dresses.
And that's on having a job and never having time to do anything.
Yeah, oh my god, I need a job because my birthday is in like a month. A month and a half. A month and a day and a half. No, a month? Not a month and a half. Like a month and a half day. Whatever. So, I always have, like, not like a party, but like a good get-together with a lot of people. My parents are always tired of paying every year for, like, food and crap. And I promised I would pay for this year, and that's when I had a job, and now I'm unemployed, and I have no money, and oh my god. It's fine, I'll figure it out. I'm just trying so hard to get a job. I've applied to 3 places. No, I'm sorry. I've applied to 7 places, and none of them have gotten back to me. Whatever. But, I hope y'all have had an informational day, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Signing out.